Mark, we got you now.
Okay.
All right. Listen, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Hey, so I was really glad you did a day two follow on early voting because I thought like somebody had to do it. And I think you're the only guy who did it. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And so do you get the sense that it's a novelty thing? All the retirees wanted to get it done early. Like, I mean, is this going to be something where we're going to have a large percentage by next week, or is this going to trail off?
Well, you know, we have 2 days of data points. So, I'm loath to make a prediction. I do like what the Republican registrar in Greenwich told me, which is, there is a little bit of a novelty factor, but it's going to take time to know, not just the whole 14 days, but, you know, how is it in next year in a municipal election and then the year after that in a midterm, not a presidential? There clearly is intense interest in the presidential race.
And that seems
to be driving a lot of folks to the polls, including people who wanted to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, both mornings. And that meant long lines to start the day. And most places, they dissipated. So if anybody is listening who wants to go out and take advantage of early voting, my recommendation would be don't do it at 10 in the morning. You know, it's 10 to 6 all days except two on the 29th and the 31st. It's 8 to 8. So you got plenty of time to do it. But even yesterday in West Hartford, where the day before there were 100 people in line at 10 o'clock, there were still 36 people waiting at 10 o'clock. I went back in the afternoon and there was no line whatsoever, but it was busy. It was steady, steady traffic.
Are the officials surprised by the numbers on the first day?
In Hartford, the Democratic registrar definitely was surprised because, you know, turnout in the cities tend to be much lower. But she said, you know, we've had steady traffic both days. And remember, in a place like Hartford, the only race that's really competitive is for president. Same is true even in West Hartford. The three state house races, the Democratic incumbents are unopposed. So you don't have a lot driving people to the polls in many of these places, except the presidential race.
Yeah.
Now, Greenwich is a whole other thing. They got a very competitive state Senate campaign, I think, is drawing people. And Ryan Fazio, the Republican incumbent, in fact, was poll standing the first day.
He's going against Caroline Simmons' brother.
Yeah, Nick Simmons.
That is a heck of a race. The demographics, as expected, mostly retirees. I mean, I use the oil change philosophy. You go after it's, you know, mid-morning or mid-afternoon. You know, like if people are going to go get that stuff done, you know, either early or at lunch or after work. And so, like, I think the trends seem to bear that out. But it is it mostly people who are retired?
It was a mixed bag. There were a lot of people retirement age, but I also saw, you know, younger people coming in and, you know, maybe they were home from school, you know, for a few days for whatever reason. And, you know, but no, it was a mix. But yes, I would say overall it was not all retirees, but, you know, they were older folks.
Right.
And in Fairfield, I saw somebody who was there who had a caretaker, you know, who has trouble getting around. And I saw a couple of people in West Hartford like that as well. Greenwich, very, very mixed on the ages when the governor was there.
Yeah. You have a lot of work from home people still, and that gives them some flexibility to vote.
Yes, I think that is true. I think that contributes to it. But again, I will urge people if they want to take advantage of this, don't go at 10.
Yeah, don't go at 10. Go at 11:30 or 2:30. It would be my suggestions. Mark Pasniokas from CT Mirror joining us again. You go to ctmirror.com. You can read his piece as he did a good follow on day two of early voting. I want to put you on the spot a little bit. I mean, I every conversation I've had with Stephanie Thomas has been a good one. I have no reason, you know, to anything but, you know, I enjoyed my conversation with her. But she's not been available. And in fact, Susan Bicewicz, who used to do the job, she's been available. I don't really understand. I would think that the first day of early voting, she'd be everywhere talking about it to everyone. Like, I don't really understand what's going on.
I don't understand it either. They did put out a statement, but I reached out to their office Monday. I didn't get anybody. And yesterday I called to see if they had more numbers for the second day because they're clearly collecting them. And I didn't get anybody. So I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. Yes, you would think this would be the opportunity for the Secretary of State to be out front. It's not every day when the media is reaching out to her.
Right. This is their Super Bowl. Yeah. This is it. I mean, I know there's been turnover in that office, but I do think from a constructively critical standpoint, it is ridiculous that you're not front and center and leading the charge in terms of discussing this. Real quick before I let you go, were you at the Tim Walz thing in Greenwich?
I was. There was a very small pool of local reporters. There were three of us there. And it was very controlled. You didn't get to talk to the guest. You were in a holding room. And then when Governor Walz began speaking, we could go out and cover it. But it was the way it was set up. Everybody was up on a patio. And we literally could not see Governor Walz. We could hear him quite clearly. And we could cover his arrival and departure.
How was the stump speech?
It was fine. He's a good speaker, both serious and funny at points. He had a great line, which I guess I was told he's used elsewhere. He said, if there's any justice in the world, they'll win Georgia by one vote. It'll be Jimmy Carter's vote because, Jimmy Carter already has voted by absentee.
I thought the ATM line was great, but it's I don't believe it. I think Greenwich is an ATM for the political parties.
Well, yes. If you don't think it's an ATM, then maybe you want to cast that differently. It clearly is. He came in, and there's no reason to have a public rally in Connecticut. Right. They're going to carry the state. But, you can swoop in and leave with a $1.8 million on an event that they put together in a week and a half. That's not bad.
Not bad. Paz, great job as always. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.